I'm going to call the, this special meeting, yes?
Regular.
It says on, no, are you sure? I said on the schedule is right, okay. Regular meeting of the Civil Service Commission to order. At this time, I'll call roll, Commissioners Gersten.
Present.
Commissioner Fish.
Here.
Commissioner Sepulveda is absent, and Commissioner Carbuccia is here. At this time, public comments, people have the right to, we have public, yay! People have the right to address the commission on any subject matter within the commission's jurisdiction that is not listed as an agenda item. State law prohibits the commission from discussing or taking actions on issues not included in the agenda, but if appropriate, we may schedule it for a future discussion or refer it to staff. If you wish to speak, you may fill out your request to speak form and submit it to the secretary, or we're a little informal here, if you want to speak, you just can ask. Do we have any requests to speak?
No.
No? No, okay. Action items, we will first go to 4.1, approval of regular minutes from July 7th, 2022. Staff's recommendation is to approve those minutes. Do we have a motion?
Any discussion? No? I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the prior meeting, whatever date that was.
And I'll second it.
The meeting minutes of July 7th.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? None. Okay. 4.2, consideration of approval of the addition of a new classification per Civil Service Rule 1.02A3, Information Technology Security Analyst in the Professional Unit. Aaron, can you give us a little bit of an analysis of the classification?
Sure. So we have a vacant, unclassified senior management chief information security officer that was added in our budget last year. We have a new director of information technology services that after an evaluation of, you know, classifications and kind of workload, he felt that the position should be filled at a different level, kind of more of a hands-on IT security analyst position. And so I worked with him to develop the classification, write the class specification, and we are recommending to be placing the position in the mid-managers professional unit represented by SEIU. The proposed salary range is $99,000 to $120,000 per year. The union, SEIU, was notified of the new classification. They were given the draft class specification, given the opportunity to, you know, respond, discuss, and they had no concerns. And so if it's approved by the commission tonight, we will take the new classification and proposed salary range to council next Tuesday for approval. If they approve it, the IT director would like to open an open competitive recruitment as soon as possible.
An open meeting external as well?
Yes, yes.
And this position would report to the chief IT?
This would report, no, so we would underfill the chief information security officer position with this represented IT security analyst, and then this position would report directly to the director of IT.
Yeah, that's where I got a little confused at the very beginning. The budget has for a chief
information security
officer.
Correct.
Which has been approved.
Yes.
But the director says we...
The director. I'm sorry. The director is at a higher level.
Got it. Okay. Because I'm in, I'm
yeah.
in public
the
sector.
Yeah. Chief is above the director to me. Okay.
Huh? Wow. What a deal.
Got it.
What a deal. Well, I guess that makes me the chief HR officer of my company.
So we actually opened up a recruitment for it. They interviewed candidates for the position, and they felt that they were qualified for that level. We just we don't have any IT security people, and so this person would be not. The position that was added is more kind of the managing and not more of the hands-on, and what the IT department needs and what the director feels he needs is someone who can be hands-on, help develop and implement security, information security procedures.
So then in my brain, let me get this right. The director has a budgeted position for a chief.
Correct.
And they want to cancel that and make an analyst.
Correct.
Underfill. Yeah.
Got it.
Underfill it, right.
Got it.
So that's going to stay vacant.
Well, no, the position itself will not be vacant. It's just filled at a lower level, more of a hands-on as opposed to a manager.
So are we eliminating the chief position as
no,
well?
No, we're going to keep it potentially correct.
So does the underfilling person get within the salary range of?
No, so the salary range is 99 to 120 K per year. The chief information security officer, I believe it tops out at 140. This is 20% below. So the options are, right, at some point this person could potentially promote to chief information security officer. We would still keep the classification, or they, you know, they may decide to keep the chief information security officer, fill it at this level, but add the IT security analyst position and have both.
So the chief classification will remain vacant because this person will be hired into this position with a new salary.
Correct.
But
the position itself will not be vacant.
Right.
Correct.
The position itself will not be vacant. Why is that? Because the budget's coming from that?
The position is budgeted at the chief information security level. So
But you're underfilling.
Underfilling.
But creating a new classification.
Correct. So we have our budgeted positions. This position, this person will fill this position, so there's no vacant position. But they're just filling
savings.
It at a lower level.
But they're savings.
Correct.
The budget savings will go somewhere else in the IT department.
Potentially, right, yeah.
The new person will not get the classification nor
correct.
The salary.
Correct.
The new person will get.
And you're creating a new classification. So how can somebody sit in both classifications?
They're sitting in this budgeted position budgeted at a higher level. So we have salary and benefits at the higher level, but this person that they hire into this IT security analyst will be at the mid-manager level in a professional classification represented by the union at this 120, you know, salary
range.
Right,
so if this new person is the information technology security analyst, there will be nobody sitting in the chief position.
Yes.
Even though the money's coming from there.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Yeah, okay. I got it. I thought I wasn't confused until everybody started talking.
Talk yourself into it.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I don't have any.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. There you go. No one's abstaining or absent.
Thank you.
Other business at this time. Erin, do you have any comments for us?
I do not, unless you have any questions for me.
Last time we were here, there was still open fire negotiations, I think.
We had settled with our IFF. Our safety employees, and so they are now in a multi-year contract. We are set with the rest of our bargaining groups. I think the next contract to expire is our non-safety IAFF. We had a year and a half contract with them, and they're up in June.
Okay. Any disciplines on the horizon?
Not that I'm aware of.
That's closer to what then.
Yeah, I know
than
this is. Anybody have questions for Erin?
I don't.
No questions.
Okay, I don't have any comments. Does anybody else have any comments? Okay, and then for that reason, we'll be adjourning at 5:23 to the regular meeting on September 1st, 2022 at 5:15.
Great. Thank you.